This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
AJ Green, Damian Lillard, above the break, hot, 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 give him more.
That's the call from Bucks TV. Milwaukee destroys the shorthanded Mavericks in Wisconsin. 8 Mavericks available to play, and you just hope you can continue to drop down the standings. Good morning, Metroplex. We are now officially starting the commercial-free expressway with Sean Sharif and RJ Choppy. Bobby out sick, we think, with the flu. We got Pepe and Aiden live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Will Bobby make it back for tomorrow?
Yes, he will. No. What am I, an idiot? He won't. He'll be gone. He might not be back on Monday. He might not be.
Oh, he'll has be to be.
He better be.
He'll be back Monday. Do you think he'll be back tomorrow?
I hope he is because and you can be the judge of this, but if he's out tomorrow as well, I don't think he should be able to go to our dinner on Sunday. Because if you're out work, Thursday, Friday, and there's an event the next day or the day after, I don't know if you're allowed to go to that. Because if you're missing work, you can't be out in public, right? Isn't that the rule?
That's a day in between. I don't think you can be out Friday night. That's a bad look.
Okay.
I don't think you can miss Friday morning and be out Friday night. I think you're okay to be out Saturday. Definitely can be out Sunday. Plus, it's for charity. The Great Pates.
For charity.
Right. Justin and Emily Pate with our dinner at Knife and Plano.
Yeah, you definitely can't do a group dinner on Friday if you're out. If you go to have you
suck
just
it for charity.
If you're just with you and your girl, like, you got to eat. You might be able to get away with that. You got to eat somewhere.
Well, you can eat at home. That's a thing.
If you have food.
if you got to eat somewhere.
He's got cereal, apparently.
If you have food. But the Sunday, there's a buffer day.
I think it all depends on the diagnosis. If they tell him he's got the flu,
then stay home. I don't want to see you anyway.
Right?
Yeah, neither do they.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the Franco the Franco Injury Attorney text line. So I think these are now fascinating and painful Dallas Maverick discussions. It crept in the back of my mind after the Kyrie injury to ask everyone, is there any second guessing to re-signing Kyrie here? He's got a $44 million player opt-in, like giving him that next big extension. You got to try to separate your love for the guy. Never thought you'd be saying that 3 or 4 years ago. Try to separate your love for him with this injury recovery at his age and projecting what he's going to be. Is there any there any second guessing? I know we put it out there. Every single Mav Tolo is going to say you absolutely lock him up for the future.
I don't know. I don't know. They do. He's older, coming off injury,
smaller, undersized guard.
Undersized. Does Kyrie? There were some times in the playoffs where he didn't have great games because his size did limit him a little bit. And as he gets older, he won't have the same speed. He'll always have the handles, but maybe not necessarily the same speed to be able to create. If he opts in, that's $44 million. You're gonna be in a situation where now do you have to trade him to get assets in the final year of his deal, or then, like you said, re-sign him and get him to 37, 38 years old? It's a tricky spot. It's a real tricky spot, and I don't know that you automatically just say yes.
I listen to the Hoop Collective ESPN podcast mostly every day with Tim McMahon, Tim Bontemps, and Brian Windhorst, and McMahon said the rest of the league is going to be watching. You better take care of Kyrie.
Honestly, they might still be in a position where they have to take care of Kyrie Irving. And you
Why?
Can talk... Well, because if you ever want to get players in Dallas, if you do Kyrie wrong after the way the Luka trade went down, and let's just be frank, the franchise dumped on him on the way out, boy, that's going to be awfully tough to overcome from a perception standpoint with players throughout the NBA. This is not corporate America. This is not Nike. It is not the Las Vegas Sands Corporation. This is a business that is built around the players. And I'm just telling you, if after everything Kyrie has done for this franchise, if they don't take care of him, I think that would be a pretty damaging blow to the reputation of the Dallas Mavericks.
If it's not already destroyed. So my worry was Kyrie not opting back in and leaving us. Everyone on that set, Windhorst and Tim Bontemps, made it seem yesterday Kyrie Irving is definitely opting back in. It would be foolish not to. Bontemps, I missed on Bontemps early on. I was like, who is this guy? There's no name on ESPN. But listening to this podcast, he's really, really smart. He can come off really aggressive, and he actually responds to Peyton Russell, unlike Woj and Shams, right?
That's right. He responded almost 60 seconds right after I texted him.
Said he was just tied up today?
Yeah, he just said, sorry, can't make it.
Bontemps says, you cannot count on Kyrie Irving. And I was also just assuming in my mind, next December, whenever Kyrie comes back, January 2026, he's going to be good to go. He's going to be back to normal.
Right.
And Bontemps is like, absolutely not. You cannot, from a common sense basketball standpoint, count on Kyrie Irving to contribute to your basketball team the way we're used to next year. And McMahon also said, this 3 or 4 year Nico window, two of it is probably, we know 1 year's already gone, but year two is probably gone as well, given Kyrie's condition.
Absolutely.
You agree with that?
I do.
So next year, the Dallas Mavericks, as back to normal, Nico plan, I need to get that out of my mind?
I would think so.
Because of Kyrie.
Because of Kyrie. Also because of Anthony Davis. Because he's going to get hurt again, too. He's the Jake DeGrom of the NBA. Like, we just got to deal with it. Like, that's kind of what he is. Listen, it's...
But I was thinking, okay, Kyrie, opt out. Suitors. Suitors everywhere. And Bontemps is like, absolutely not. In his condition, you don't opt out of $44 million. You opt in, no doubt about it. And this kind of just twisted, just turned me upside down yesterday, Choppy.
Did Kevin Durant...
Don't even ask me to track Kevin Durant's moves. I have no idea. Did he what?
So when he opted out of Golden State, or when he left Golden State and went to the Nets, right? He was coming off the Achilles. He did that. He had the whole injury in the finals. Did he not do the opt-out during that time and become a free agent with an Achilles tear and still get that bag of money? Pretty sure he did.
What was his age, though? You'd have to go to Basketball Reference. When he left Golden State, he played 78 games. Then he played 35 in Brooklyn. Was that a COVID year? I don't think so. 35 games for the Nets, averaging 27 a night. But I don't know what the age was.
Let's see. When he left Golden State, his last year in Golden State, yeah, he didn't even play. Okay, so in 2018-2019, he plays the 78 games. He misses all of the 2019 season, 2019-2020. And that was then the COVID year, so he shut it down late. And then he comes back. He only plays 35 games the first year in Brooklyn. So he was 32 when he played his first year in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He was 30 when he ruptured the Achilles in the NBA Finals. And he missed the whole next year. Now, an Achilles is worse than an ACL. Now, the age thing, Kyrie is 34, 33. So it's a little bit different
in
age.
32.
Okay. A little bit different in age, but
he will be 33 in a couple weeks.
All right. So he'll basically be the same age as KD was his first year in Brooklyn. I don't know. I don't know that it's automatic that he opts in. He might opt out.
Just assuming he could opt out, be back to normal, right, and get paid like normal.
He might. I mean, like,
Bontemps is painting this as
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, no, a necessary financial decision that he has to get that money given the injury and the recovery.
Here's the risk, all right? You opt in to $44 million. You are 75% of yourself. You don't play well, and then you become a free agent 3 months later after you play your first game. You know, are you really going to get a 3 year max deal? I don't know. If you opt out now, there's the unknown. You might get $45 million on 3 extra years, and you might be able to steal an extra $100 million out of it. It's a risky play. Either way, it's risky.
Well, the bombshell, though, that Tim Bontemps dropped yesterday is what the Mavericks should do with Anthony Davis.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think Anthony Davis should ever play for the Mavericks again. He shouldn't play the rest of the season. And they should trade him this summer.
I mean, that's aggressive.
It's not aggressive. Nico Harrison talked about they're having a 3 or 4 year window with this group that included this season. Okay. Kyrie Irving is going to be a 33-year-old guard who just had a catastrophic knee injury, was a player option for next season. You basically have to write him off at being a major contributor for next season. Maybe he can come back and do that. You have to assume if you're running the franchise, he's not going to do that. At that point, Anthony Davis will have 1 year guaranteed left on his deal. He's going to be approaching his 33rd birthday. This team has really no ability to contend as it stands now without a proper star next to Anthony Davis. You're correct that they should tank for this year's draft because there's nowhere this team is going now anyway.
He's right.
Is that the smart team build? Can you imagine going from the NBA Finals and getting Luka's lob partner and Lively and building with Grimes and PJ and Gafford and all the right character and the Kyrie chemistry, poof, gone to no Kyrie and AD? Can you imagine?
Either you get...
be as empty as a Vegas desert.
Yep, you have AD. You have AD, and maybe you trade him, you get picks. Maybe you get Durant. You know, right? Who knows what you can get? But the moment Kyrie opts out of that deal...
Well, you don't trade him for Durant because, you know, that's a win-now move.
You're just getting older, right?
Yeah, you keep Kyrie. I think their win-now move for the offseason is to try to get Durant, but you don't get rid of Anthony Davis if you get Kevin Durant. You need them all together.
You need them all together, but as Durant is showing in Phoenix, like, what good is it to have 4 stars? You can't win.
You can. It's been done,
but you're...
It hasn't happened where KD is gone.
Right. You're just...
except for Golden State.
You're so thin. You're so thin as a roster. You know, look, but like you said, it's just 1 year anyway. Even if he opts in, it's just a 1 year opt in. Davis is a year older, a year more cooked, a year less trade value to his name. You know, there is no... the Mavericks have to look at this like, forget saving face. There is no saving face in this organization anymore.
Yep.
You got to be able to salvage the best of a bad situation. And is that picks? You know, because one thing that this trade has proven, and this should be every gentleman from Chris Young to Nil to Nico, not Jerry, because that's different. Draft, develop, and keep your homegrown stars in town. That's what we care about. Cowboys, we don't care about that. Just win, baby. But the other sports, if this trade has shown us anything, it's better to lose your homegrown than to try to bring a mercenary in that we have no connection to.
Well, it depends how good the homegrown is.
Well, sure.
He's generational. Yeah, I can get behind your rules.
I'm not saying, like, I love Devin Harris. So I'm not saying, like, let's keep Devin Harris. But, you know, if you've got, when you've got a young superstar that is the, that is one of the better players in the league, you got to hang on to him. You got to hang on to him. Can't trade him for win now.
What do you think? Tim Bontemps, Tim McMahon, Brian Windhorst with the suggestions. It's really Bontemps going hard saying you should try to trade Anthony Davis before it's too late. His stock is not going to keep rising. And next year, where do we all agree? Where do you fall in the debate that Kyrie Irving is not going to be a championship player next year coming off of the injury? Because they're suggesting year two of this Nico risk is already gone, or there's no way you can bet on the positive side of it.
I assume it's nine months, right, for your ACL.
Okay, so back in January.
And that's going to put him back in January, but, like, you know, what kind of shape is he going to be in? Like, is that first year going
to
be?
I'm just assuming he's back and good to go. That could be foolish. That could be dumb.
Because we've always seen this in every sport. It's not the first year you come back from the ACL. It's the second. It's the second year where you really kind of, you're back. You are really back. That's why I think there's a little bit of intrigue with Aaron Rodgers. Like, it's the second year after you're finally back. The first year you're trying to still figure out if you have any trust in that.
So the topic's on the table, 877-881-1053. Kyrie definitely opts back in and can't risk leaving that money on the table. Kyrie will not be back to his superstar self next year. And if those things are the case, you should trade Anthony Davis. Now, Tim McMahon says that's never going to happen. They're not going to trade Anthony Davis after this humongous Nico risk, but that would be the smart team building thing to do if you were the Mavericks. And as McMahon points out, your rebuild does not have draft capital from 2027 to 2030.
Oh, what's there another one with that? You don't need those picks. F them picks.
So there it is. Pepe, what are the Tolos saying right now?
903 says sell it all. They're moving to Vegas. Kyrie should opt out from the 817. And then 214 says I don't trust Nico making any trades from here on out.
Well, he did make the PJ and Gafford trade.
Yeah.
I know Bobby and others don't want to include that.
Overall, he's been a hit as a GM.
Oh,
but well, he has. I mean, overall, if you were to add up all the moves, he has a winning record.
Okay, so you're taking each move one by one.
Yeah, I'm counting each move as a
you're
one.
You're not counting Luke as 77 points.
No, it's one each. If you're just counting each move one by one,
yeah,
he has a winning record.
Okay, Kyrie,
right? But you know, think of it this way: like John Daniels had, you know, each. But if you look at it in a different way, where each move counts more, depending on how big the move is, you know, JD got a lot of leeway and a lot of equity off the Teixeira deal. He bought himself a lot of years off that deal. Nico just cost himself a lot of years with this deal.
Yeah. Fascinating. We'll see if we can get Bontemps on here in the next few days.